The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things came to be. Not one thing had its being, but through him. All that came to be had life in him, and that life was the light of men, a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower. A man came, sent by God. His name was John. He came as a witness to speak for the light, so that everyone might believe through him. He was not the light, only a witness to speak for the light. The Word was the true light that enlightens all men, and he was coming into the world. He was in the world that had its being through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own domain, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God, to all who believe in the name of him, who was born not out of human stock or urge of the flesh or will of man, but of God himself. The Word was made flesh. He lived among us, and we saw his glory, the glory that is his as the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. John appears as his witness. He proclaims, "This is the one of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks before me because he existed before me." Indeed, from his fullness we have, all of us, received, yes, grace in return for grace. Since though the law was given through Moses, grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. 'Tis the only Son, who is nearest to the Father's heart, who has made him known. The Gospel of the Lord.
From today's office of readings, Pope St. Leo the Great exclaims in his sermon that this is the day our Saviour was born. We indeed have much to be joyful about as we celebrate today the Nativity of the Lord. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has worked wonders, says the psalmist. For our God is not a distant, remote God, but a God who has entered our history, a God who dwells among us. The prologue to St. John's Gospel expresses it in these beautiful and powerful words which we've just heard. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was made flesh and lived among us. Our Creator God loves us so much that he sent his Son, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. He did this by electing to be born into our world, by the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom God called to be the bearer of his Son. In this marvelous way, God has drawn close to us. Indeed, Jesus is our Emmanuel, which means God is with us. He came among us to draw us into his friendship, and so lead us to God. Yet there is much more to this momentous event of the Nativity of the Lord. The birth of the Son of God made flesh. For Jesus is the one who heralds and brings peace, brings happiness, brings salvation, brings redemption, brings good news. It is Jesus who radiates the light of God's glory. It is Jesus who shows us the way of peace in this troubled world, in troubled lives, who shows us the way of reconciliation between God and between each other. It is Jesus who shows us the way of true happiness in this world and in the next, who shows us by his life that it is only by being and living in God that gives us total and ultimate fulfillment for our restless hearts and minds. It is Jesus, too, who brings salvation from the destructiveness of sin, which pulls us away from God, which pulls us away from all that is good, true, authentically beautiful, wholesome, and all that is truly life-giving. Yes, it is none other than Jesus who has destroyed sin and given us the means of freeing us from its destructive power through the outpouring of God's grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Again, in the words of Saint Leo, we have been rescued from the power of darkness and have been transferred to the light of God, the kingdom of God. Yet there is still more. It is Christ who has caused our nature to be transformed through grace so that we may share his divinity, and so promises eternal life. What dignity and nobility this confers on our human nature, and what an astonishing destiny this is to which God offers us, if we want it. So this is why we have so much to celebrate, so much to be joyful about, so much to be thankful for on this, the solemnity of the Nativity of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.